God lives and works today. Do you experience His joy in your life? Time and again, the Bible tells us to rejoice in the Lord and to let our lives be filled with the joy that comes from Him. However, many of us can't really be joyful because we're too vulnerable to bad moods, discouragement, and depression. Are you one of those who gets discouraged easily? Today's program will help us to take a look at our discouragement and depression in a new light. It will not only help us to understand why we get down, but it will show us how to fight against this to freedom and lasting joy.
Do you find now and then that you suddenly become depressed without really knowing why? This happens to a lot of people, and whether or not we can cope with it depends on whether or not we discover why. Usually it has to do with our subconscious. We've not been able to cope with some unpleasant experience, or we've sinned against God, and instead of looking at it squarely in the eye, we've suppressed or repressed it into our subconscious. But everything that's in our subconscious that we don't want to confront is darkness. And Satan has power over this darkness. He's the Lord in the kingdom of darkness, and if we come under his power, we too will be in darkness. I'd like to share with you now how repression almost entirely destroyed my Christian life. Gradually, everything in my faith began to seem completely pointless. Nothing seemed real anymore. It all seemed fake. It was all so empty. So I said to myself, there's got to be more to being a Christian than this. If I'm following a living Lord, I've got to find a living relationship with Him. It just can't go on like this. Then came God's answer. I had never really confronted my guilt before. Somehow, I had just always pushed it aside. I couldn't stand being guilty of having acted incorrectly or done something wrong. So I tried the best I could to get around it. But now I began to talk about everything with my Lord Jesus, as if He were sitting right next to me. And then, for the first time, I experienced how He really answers. He showed me more and more clearly my guilt, helping me to confront it. And at the same time, He showed me His suffering and resurrection, that He had come to free me from my disgusting sins and character. Then new life began to flow. A new love for Jesus began to burst forth. I began to cry over my sins. I began to long for time alone with Jesus, who loves us more than anyone else in the world. Therefore, don't give Satan a hold in your life by suppressing your sin and guilt. Pray that the Lord will show you the truth about yourself. Bring your sins into the light, to Jesus. You'll experience, like I did, that He will free you from your sin and fill you with true joy.
Give me your light, and do not let it spare me. Show me my sin, and true repentance grant me, then I'll be free. Give me your light, let it pervade my being, and shine out through me.
You have been listening to a program written by Basileia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.